I was up there peeing. What were you guys talking about?
Talking about dating, dude. How sick my game used to be.
Really?
Well, he asked. He's like, did you do like, did you go up and like approach people? And I was like, I try, but I was pretty fucking bad. Like, I had all kinds of like sick schemes where I'd go up and be like, hey, what's going on? And like talk for 4 minutes and there'd be silence. And I would just be like, and just hang out there for 2 minutes and just like look at her like,
oh my God.
We're still a thing, right? This is still going on. Eventually she'd leave. I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, I think you have to be a fucking idiot to be able to approach people.
Yeah,
like that.
Maybe.
I think you have to be. I think you have to either be a sociopath that's like, I'm smart enough to manipulate this conversation, or yeah, you have to be dumb and be like, "What's up? Oh, hey."
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Well, I think like you want to develop that because what I was saying to Matt was like, it's a numbers game, right? To most of it, it's like if you got to put yourself out there a lot, and then you get somebody.
You see what happens? That's a nice way of putting it.
But it's just hard to do that because you do have to like either adopt the mentality of a sociopath or like not let reality hit you. You know, it's like if you do something 10 times it doesn't work, typically you'd be like, oh,
you got to put your dick out there, dude.
Speaking of sociopaths.
Yeah.
There's a guy on the main board.
Uh-huh.
His name's Don't Hate Me, Bro. He's the fucking man. He likes Notre Dame. He's a friend of the podcast. His Tinder game is otherworldly. I've never seen anything like it. And he posts some of the fucking conversations on there.
Jesus Christ.
Like, he'll screenshot some of the fucking conversations. It's crazy. He gets the hottest fucking chicks with, like, and he's smart. So he's, like, clearly just manipulating people. It's crazy. Like, he'll post a GIF in response and, like, I don't know. It's fucking wild.
There's, when you online date, have you got into online dating?
Yeah.
Dude, it gets
shout out, Don't Hate Me, Bro.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. It gets weird. Like, you'll find yourself on, like, your sixth date with someone, with, like, a different person, and, like, they'll say something, and you're like, I knew you were going to say that. Here's my response for this. And you're like, oh, you laughed. I knew you'd laugh at this. And then, dude, it gets real weird where you start hitting, like, almost stock lines.
Ugh. Yeah.
And you know the like, all right, this is going to make you react this way. And it's it gets fucking weird.
And there's other guys on there, because it's a message board, talking to him, like, what should I say to this?
Yeah.
What should I say to this? And he has, like, stock lines. Not necessarily stock, but he's got a sense of humor that relates to women.
Right.
So, like, he'll say a joke that, like, negging kind of like, he'll hit somebody up and be like, look, I don't give a fuck about going on dates. I'm not that guy. But if you want to get fucked, and like, he'll say something like that, and it works.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I believe it, dude.
It's like hot fucking chicks.
Damn.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the dating world.
It's a different world, yeah.
Dude, I'm way out of it.
All I do,
I'm so glad.
When
I'm
go
out
on
of
online
it.
Dating, dude, my first message is just, daddy's home. Daddy's home.
How's that go? Yeah, whoever you get with
come
that,
to daddy, dude.
That's not the lore you want. That's you're fucking fishing for flounders with that thing, dude. That's a bottom feeder fucking lore right there. Yeah, that's
I did notice though, in the current climate, I've encountered a lot of girls who like want to be roughed up while they're having sex.
They want to get choked.
Choked, slapped.
Well, I'm
sure. Called a whore.
You know what's interesting?
A fucking whore.
So
they want to be called.
I'm sure because there's such
weird.
Like this.
I can't do that.
There's such a strong push to be like sex positive.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of these girls feel obligated to be like, choke me. Like, I'm in command in the bedroom. Like, hey, fucking,
no,
I
dude.
Love this.
And it's like, that's what I thought. But they're like, no, seriously, slap me. I'm like, okay.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, they're promiscuous. They're very fucking wild. They're down for whatever. I bet. I don't know. There's been a recent surge of like female sex positive shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So like, I'm sure a lot of girls are out there that are like
saying they have orgasms.
I'm
and
one
stuff.
Of these girls. I'm on Broad City. It's
maybe.
Like fucking, I love getting choked.
I don't know, dude. I could see what you're saying, but I'm like, I think it's they just chicks like to be fucking wrestled around, dude.
Yeah, probably.
It's
kind
of weird. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm a gentle lovemaker.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't like all the rough stuff.
I've heard you make love, dude. There sounded nothing gentle about it.
You said, I was a ruffian,
you
dude.
Shout, dude. Yeah.
That's
I've
true.
Heard your fucking guttural
love.
Well, that's
just passion, dude. You've heard me.
Every time Matt leaves the bedroom, I sit there like Forrest Gump on the stoop. he's like, your mama sure does love your education.